Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, where we highlight positive developments at the primary level. On this week's program, Ministry of Education, Youth and Information says all systems go for GSAT 2017. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. The Grade 6 Achievement Test GSAT will be administered this Thursday, March 16 and Friday, March 17 in 1,090 centres across the island. The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information has put measures in place to ensure a smooth staging of the exams. Portfolio Minister Senator Roel Reed says part of the preparations is ensuring that there is no leaking of test papers.
Unannounced visits to the printing facilities are being conducted. Examination papers are stored in a vault. Packaging of examination materials done in a sterile area under strict supervision.
Another measure is the scheduled packaging and delivery of test papers to ensure all exams start on time.
All regions will distribute to schools on Wednesday, March 15, 2017. Training of presiding examiners and invigilators started on February 20th across the regions and was set to be completed by March 6th. Monitors are being recruited and will be trained to give support to the ministry's core personnel who will also be engaging in monitoring. Timetables were distributed to the schools on Tuesday, February 22nd, 2017.
The ministry has also made arrangements for special needs students. A total of 224 students have submitted psychoevaluation reports, and these have been assessed by the Special Education Unit. Before we go, here are some tips to help students in their final preparations for the exams. Senior Medical Officer at the Sir John Golding Rehabilitation Center, Dr. Rory Dixon, suggests three main areas that students should focus on leading up to the exams.
Starting with proper rest, proper nutrition, and a positive attitude, those are the most important things, because I think that once you've done the work and you've studied, the most important thing is being relaxed so that you can perform to your best abilities.
On the days of the exam, students should ensure they have sufficient pencils and an eraser to complete the tests. Students should also aim to answer all the questions on each test in the time allotted.
Be confident in yourselves. You have done your preparation, and with preparation, you will be able to do well on your examinations.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace McLean. Child psychologist and family therapist Dr. Orlene Brown Earl cautions parents against being a major source of stress for their children.
We need to relax, recognize that our children are more than just an exam, and start to prepare for high school. I do hope that our parents pay as much attention to the children when they start high school as they have paid in these last 2 years of preparation for GSAT.
During the examinations, students should employ simple exercise methods to help them relax parts of the body that are constantly being used.
Because exams tend to be very long, what you want to do is ensure that they're relaxed as possible. So you want them to stretch their muscles intermittently so that they stay focused and they don't get very tired.
Senior Medical Officer at the Sir John Golding Rehabilitation Center, Dr. Rory Dixon. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company and best of luck to all GSAT scholars. If you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.